Welcome to another In Wheel Time podcast, a 30-minute mini version of the In Wheel Time car show that airs live every Saturday morning, 8 to 11 a.m. Central.
Yes, friends, welcome to the In Wheel Time car talk show. Just ahead, thinking about buying a used EV?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, possible.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Could be.
Well, Scott Painter with Autonomy will join us here as soon as we can get back in touch with him. Scott, if you can hear us, we've lost
there
your picture.
There he is.
There he is. Okay, we see you. Okay. Later, a look at the stories making automotive news headlines. Howdy. Along with Mike Mars.
King. Out of this world. Mike is out of this world.
He is out of this world.
Some days.
No, you are out of this world. Remember back in the day? Never mind. Conrad's out today with COVID.
Oh, boy.
We need more Jeff Zekin here sitting on the dais. I'm Don Armstrong. Glad you could join us on this Saturday. And joining us right now is Scott Painter with Autonomy. Scott, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you, gents?
Well, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. We're doing great down here. Where are you?
I'm in Los Angeles.
L.A.
Oh, cool.
All right. The city of angels. Very good. Well, Scott.
73 and sunny.
70. Well, it's about that here, as
yeah,
a matter of
much.
Fact. Scott, what is autonomy? What does autonomy do?
Sure. Autonomy is an electric vehicle subscription platform that provides people with flexible access to an electric car without having to go into debt and without having to sign up for a long-term commitment. It's completely month-to-month access to an electric vehicle completely on your phone.
Oh, really? On your
wow.
So I can use your service here in Houston?
You can. It's a smartphone-based app. You could not do this on your laptop, for example. It's a location-based service.
Yep.
And we launched the business in January here in California. We're now expanding. We are in the midst of launching Texas, Florida, Washington and Arizona. So we're expanding and we'll be nationwide in the next 12 to 18 months.
Where do you get your cars? I mean, are these cars that are owned by individuals that are willing to loan them out, so to speak?
No, these are all cars that we so we're in the business of buying cars. We launched in January with the Tesla Model 3, which is really this generation's Prius in many respects. It is certainly the most at scale mass produced electric car in America today. But we've been buying Tesla Model 3s directly from Tesla. These are new cars when we buy them. And we've also now expanded into the Tesla Model Y. And in August, we put in an order for 23,000 new electric cars from 17 different manufacturers. So as our fleet grows, so will the variety and choices that our customers have.
Will you have brick and mortar stores?
No, we won't. We've partnered with AutoNation. So that as we expand, you'll be going to an AutoNation retailer and you'll be picking up your autonomy subscription there. AutoNation will also be our partner for servicing the car if you need tires, brakes, windshield wipers, anything while you're in subscription. And if the car needs any warranty work, it'll go back to the AutoNation store. And then at the end of your subscription, it'll return it there.
Scott, is this your idea?
You know, I've been working in automotive for almost 30 years. I've founded, over a dozen companies, all with the same mission: to make buying and owning a car easier using technology. So I was the founder of a company called CarsDirect.com. Mm-hmm. I also founded TrueCar. And about 5 or 6 years ago, I founded a company called Fair, and we were the first used vehicle leasing app. And what we did is really evolved Fair into just focusing on electric vehicles. And one of the big risks in running a large fleet of cars is asset value. We feel that just given the scarcity, that there is going to be structural scarcity for used electric cars. And given that all of our fleet is ultimately going to be valued based on how the used vehicle market is behaving, we think electric vehicles are a good asset class to own.
Well, let's talk about that. Let's talk about EVs, because the first thing that comes to my mind, okay, so I'm going to, I'm interested in buying a used EV. I don't know how many miles. Come up with a mileage figure for me. Let's say it has 100,000 miles on it. It's been used a lot, not that old. It's been well taken care of for what there needs to be done to it other than washing it and putting tires and brakes on it. But, okay, so it's got 100,000 miles on it, and I've got, I don't know, maybe 20,000 miles left, according to the manufacturer, of battery life left in it. How does that work exactly? Explain that to me.
Yeah, so most warranties work based on time and mileage. So 100,000 is a pretty high example. Most warranties do wear out at the 100,000-mile mark. However, some are a little bit larger. But what we're really focused on is making sure that as the buyer of the car, we've got vehicles that are going to have enough battery warranty. You know, battery range, battery life are always big issues when thinking about buying an EV. When we placed an order for 23,000 cars, it was across, you know, 17 different manufacturers for 28 different make, model, trim of car. And so one of the things that we had to think about is, you know, what is the minimum range that we would accept? We went ahead and cut that off at 250 miles of range, for example. But we also had to be very thoughtful about how long do we intend to own these cars. And our belief is that owning these cars for somewhere between 3 and 5 years is the sweet spot for us. We want to make sure that all of the cars we own are always within that warranty period. If you were thinking about going out and buying a used electric car, there's a couple things that are worth noting. First of all, and this is something that we learned right away, used electric cars cost more than new ones.
Seriously, why is that?
Well, you know, it's sort of what we learned in school, supply and demand, right?
Right.
You've got 300 million non-electric cars in the United States, and you've only got about 1.5 million electric cars driving around on American roads. And at any given time, there's only a couple thousand electric cars on the market, and you've got a couple million non-electric cars. So just given that signature alone, it's going to take 5 to 10 years for the used electric car population to normalize,
to grow.
And so there is just simply a supply shortage on the electric car side. And as a result, as consumers are starting to think about driving electric, the intuition is, I'll go electric. You know, one of the interesting things is that with electric cars, we've seen the emergence of wait lists. There is currently a 75,000 customer deep wait list for the Tesla Model 3. You got to wait 9 to 12 months for this car. So if you'd like to drive the car a little bit sooner, you go used and you pay the premium.
Well, it must be tough to be Elon Musk, don't you think?
Yeah.
I mean, what, you know, 75,000 on a wait list. Not bad.
And he sent that one into space. Wonder what that one's worth.
You know, he's really rewriting the rules in auto in so many ways. The only mass production car prior to the Tesla Model 3 that had any kind of a wait list that resembled that was the Toyota Prius.
That's surprising because it's not a full electric.
It's not, but it was the first real environmental, sort of symbolic environmental car, sustainable car. And it was obviously very popular on sort of the left coast and the right coast. And so anybody who wanted to be sort of branded as environmentally friendly or world positive drove that car. And it was, as a result, very, very popular. But, you know, we've always seen wait lists for super, you know, low supply, high demand cars, but we've not seen this for a mass produced car. And so Tesla is definitely rewriting the rules, but they just simply can't make them fast enough. And that has created this bizarre situation. And it's really a much more acute version of what's happening in the overall car market. You know, up and until now, most of what is driving used car values to retain and be so high in the market is largely a shift in demand, because consumers who are thinking about buying a new car are seeing that there's not as many new cars on the lot because of supply chain issues or chip shortages. So they have shifted their interest from buying a new car to buying a used car. And that shift in demand is what has created the scarcity and therefore the higher prices. What's interesting is, as of March of 2023, we're going to start to see the supply side of that equation dramatically change, because the source of late model used cars that are usually, you know, premium or luxury cars is the lease return market. And the lease return market in March of 2020 went from about 1 million cars a month to no million cars a month, meaning we stopped leasing cars as we went into the pandemic. And there was a period of time where the industry really took a pause. And given that all leases are about 36 months in duration or tenor, you're going to see that supply side drop to almost zero in March of 2023. So we're going to have a really interesting demand and supply problem in the used car market. That has, to some degree, been what's happening in the used car market for electric cars. You just simply don't have enough of them to satisfy the demand for electric cars.
Besides the Tesla, what are some of the other brands, or can you tell us, that you're looking into making the purchases?
Yeah, so we were sort of surprised to find out that not every car company is really as ready as they say they are. So car companies fall into two categories. You've got these new entrants like Tesla that include Rivian, Polestar, Fisker, Lucid. These are all these new direct-to-consumer electric car companies. They're making electric cars only. In some cases, they're pre-product, pre-revenue, and they are, you know, worth billions of dollars. They went public mostly through this SPAC transaction concept, where they've really been able to go public a little bit earlier than a traditional company would. None of those companies have really a fleet program. They've got wait lists. They tend to have more demand than they have supply, and they're going to be production constrained for some period of time. I think that they also are subject to supply chain issues. In that grouping of OEMs, Tesla is just beyond dominant. They're, you know, produced 367,000 electric cars in the third quarter. Everybody else combined on that side of things produced less than, you know, 10,000 cars. So you've got the new entrants, and then all of the incumbents. We placed orders with everybody from Ford and General Motors to Mercedes, BMW, Toyota, Volkswagen, Kia, Hyundai. I think what we learned is that some of these car companies really have committed to this electrification idea in a much bigger way and much more aggressively than others. So in the case of, for example, General Motors, as soon as we placed the order, we were able to talk with the top folks there. They've got tens of thousands of cars already produced, but they're waiting chips. So yeah, they are just in the same place with their electric car fleet that they are with their general supply chain on the internal combustion engine side. The good news is those cars are coming. And a company like General Motors, you know, we placed orders across their entire lineup because they've got things all the way like up to the Hummer EV. The Corvette is going electric. The Cadillac Lyric, the Chevy Silverado, the Equinox, the Blazer, all the way down to the Chevy Bolt. So they've got vehicles that range from sub $30,000 all the way up to $130,000, a full offering. Companies like Mercedes, we're really excited about being able to offer the entire EQ line, the EQS, the EQB, both the sedan and the sport utility. Those vehicles will be hitting all of our partner lots with AutoNation sometime in the first quarter. So we've got actual VINs, delivery dates for just under 1,000 vehicles from Mercedes. And they were one of the first that got back to us. And talk about an organization that has their act together. I mean, they got back to us with VIN numbers, dates, locations,
wow,
colors. They had a fleet muscle. These cars came out of our allocation, not out of AutoNation's allocation. AutoNation is our dealer of record for when we purchase cars from an existing or incumbent OEM that has franchise dealerships. So the entire program was really, you know, packaged properly from top to bottom. They asked us if we wanted help with fleet financing. I mean, it was absolutely a remarkable experience. They've got a fleet muscle. They've got a really professional team, knew exactly what they were doing. And we've talked with some of these incumbent OEMs that just said, yeah, we're not ready. We'll be talking to you in mid-2023 about even taking your purchase order. We can't take the order right now. So it has been all over the map. And I think we'd, you know, all be surprised by, for example, how far ahead in many respects the Koreans are. Kia and Hyundai are making electric vehicles already at scale. But even despite that, you've got sort of a reality today where, you know, I mentioned the Tesla number for the third quarter, 367,000 cars. The entire industry collectively, everybody else, made less than 30,000 electric cars in the third quarter. So it is a massive, massive gap.
Scott, why would I buy a car from you and have it delivered to AutoNation as opposed to just going to, you know, the Hyundai dealership or buying direct from Tesla?
You know, I've been I've been trying for my entire adult life to make buying and owning a car easier using technology. And the really simple answer is you'll save money. Well, that's one of the big reasons that I think we're going to go electric right now. I think timing in a business is more important than just about anything, but you'll save money. You'll certainly save time. You'll certainly save complication. And the reason for that is when you get a car from autonomy, you're not actually buying the car. In the, you know, some same term that a lease, you know, as a lessor, or a lessee, you're not driving, you're not owning the car. You're actually just effectively renting the car. So whether it's leasing, renting, or subscribing, they're all synonyms in the sense that you don't have to go through the complication of owning the vehicle. We handle title, registration, you pay tax monthly. If you were going to go and buy a car, you would have to pay tax up front. You'd have to title, register the car. We take all of that complication out of the way for you. These are cars that we own. We believe that, especially with electric cars, fleetification is going to be a much bigger piece of the overall equation. And part of that is because we understand how to value cars, how to liquidate cars, how to acquire cars, how to manage them in mass, how to buy insurance policies and cover these cars with a much more efficient form of insurance. So I think that this is a new form of ownership for sure. We offer month-to-month access to the car. It's entirely through your phone, but all you need is a valid driver's license and a credit card. And because we are not debt, it does not show up on your credit report as you borrowing money. It leaves you with available borrowing capacity if you're trying to, you know, borrow money to buy a home or some other big purchase. This does not show up as a big chunk of debt that you've borrowed. You don't have to worry about an interest rate. You know, a lot of these things are very timely, but the reasons for going electric are really driving this right now with gas prices as high as they are. It's actually just cheaper to go buy the electric car, even if it costs more, because you're going to save so much on fuel. When we go above $6 a gallon, the average, you know, consumer gets about 20 miles to the gallon, drives 1,000 miles a month. You're putting nearly $4,000 a year into your gas tank versus you could be driving those same miles with an electric car for $500 a year. So it's not a little bit less. It's significantly less. But in our case, you know, a lot of customers are getting on these electric vehicle wait lists. If you don't want to wait for a car for 9 to 12 months, getting a car from autonomy makes a lot of sense. We buy cars in bulk and we take delivery of, you know, hundreds of cars at a time and then distribute them out to our partner AutoNation. And so those cars are standing by and ready for you to take.
Well, as a worldwide broadcaster, we like to speak in generalities, but for the fact that we are in Texas, you said that Texas is on the list to get on your onboard autonomy. When is that going to happen, and how do we get more information about autonomy and buying electric cars through you?
Yeah, so if you're in Texas, you can get a car now, and you can go to autonomy.com. It's simply a website that'll link you directly into the app. You do need to have a smartphone. You do need to have a valid driver's license. As soon as you sign up for the app, we go ahead and scan your driver's license. And we're not just checking you out, making sure that we're running all the fraud checks. Keep in mind, we're going to be giving you a new car, and we're going to be putting you on public roads. We offer bundled insurance. When we first launched, just like any lessor, we made you put our car on your auto insurance policy. We now offer fully integrated month-to-month auto insurance. That means you don't have to go out and pay an annual auto insurance premium. So month-to-month is much more consistent with a month-to-month subscription. But if you're in Texas, you can go ahead and sign up. We can get you a car into your driveway. If you're in Austin, Texas, you'll be able to pick up the car at the local AutoNation store. But we'll be expanding into Houston and San Antonio and other markets over the next 6-7 months here. But you can get a car delivered directly to you in Texas anywhere you live.
Fascinating. It's great to talk really to cool. you, Scott. Yeah, we're in awe. We're going.
Yeah, I got lots of questions. Well, you don't have time.
I'm just going to say you're going to have to save those for next time. We're going to be back in touch with you to see how things are going. And you got anything new, be sure and get in touch with us, will you?
All right, guys. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. His name is Scott Painter. He is the CEO of California-based EV firm Autonomy, coming to town.
Fascinating.
All right. Hey, we'd love to hear from you anytime. Just shoot us an email. The address is info@inwheeltime.com. Yeah, it truly is. That obviously, The guy's got some smarts over.
You bet.
He's been down the road a couple times. He's a car guy.
There's just so many things I can think of, you know, to ask and questions that, you know, different scenarios that we need to talk to this guy some more.
Well, you have the power to pick up your smartphone, get a car from him, call him on the phone, say, Scott, I'm sold.
Get a car from him and then drive to L.A. and talk to him.
That's it.
Ooh,
we could do a Zoom call, but we don't want to see you again. We just would soon hear from him.
I'll hold the camera.
You hold the camera. Do that. All right.
You bet.
Shall we move on?
Let's move on.
Okay. Time now for the stories making automotive news headlines.
That's what I'm talking. I'm reading that right here in front of me.
BMW is upgrading the Jewel in its global manufacturing crown to position the 7 million square foot crossover factory for the electric era. On Wednesday, the German performance brand announced a $1.7 billion investment to build at least 6 battery-powered models at the facility in Greer, South Carolina by 2030. The project includes domestic sourcing of next-generation batteries and a $700 million battery pack assembly plant to be built in nearby Woodruff, South Carolina. BMW did not reveal which electric models it will build at the plant, which is, by the way, the automaker's largest plant in the world. BMW.
Wow.
The plant will see an expansion that will increase its total square footage by about a third, and annual production capacity will rise from about 180,000 vehicles to 290,000 vehicles annually. That's a big plant. You can't, and a lot of cars are going to crank out over there.
In and out, yep.
NHTSA has reported 16 fatal crashes involving vehicles with Level 2 ADAS systems since the agency in June 2021 ordered vehicle equipment and software manufacturers to report them. The agency and safety experts have said the data are preliminary and lack context, but are still useful for the transparency. Vehicles with Level 2 systems are widely available and feature common driver assistance, such as lane centering, while fully automated Level 3 to 5 systems are unavailable to consumers but are being tested and deployed on a limited scale in public roads. Is there a reason that Conrad is looking over my shoulder on Zoom?
Yeah.
Why? Does he want to say something?
Should we haven't got to that yet.
Well, let's just get him on and talk to him. What do you want?
He's muted.
No, Mars just booted me up and figured I'd say goodbye when you're ready. That was a great interview on the subscription service. And while he was on, we posted up his website, and you got it to use the subscription service. You've got to go to a phone app, but you can learn about it on his website. You know, there's a subscription fee that you have to pay, and then you have to pay monthly for the service itself.
Yeah, that's what he said.
But at any time, you can cancel your monthly subscription fee, but you don't get your monthly subscription, but you don't get your fee back. But, you know, looking at it, somewhat competitive pricing.
Oh, really? Well, he says that they can beat it, so.
Yeah, and the used ones are more money than the new ones.
But again, it's not about ownership. It's about subscribing to use one. So if you want to get an EV for 3 months, you pay the subscription fee, and then each month you pay the fee for the subscription, and then you can turn it back in, you're done.
Yep.
Do you notice how Conrad kind of yells when he's on Zoom?
Yeah, like don't
we
yell
can't,
at us. Yeah, don't,
well, he
yeah.
can't hear. Yeah. But when he's here, he doesn't
yell.
That's
because he's a long way.
He yells at me all the time.
He is a long way away.
Yeah, he yells at me all the time.
Okay, I'll try and talk quieter for you, Don. Is that okay?
That's perfect.
Use your inside voice.
Yeah, inside.
Well, use your inside Zoom voice.
I have no inside voice.
No, but that's who you are.
It looks like a pretty cool thing. The other thing, there are 26 AutoNation locations in the Houston market. Mm-hmm. So going to have pretty good coverage at AutoNation if that's who they're going to be servicing their EVs through.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, I had a very good experience at an AutoNation dealership, and I was quite surprised, pleasantly, by the way. And that was the
On the F-Pace.
Yeah, on the Jaguar. And
Jaguar.
Yeah, a first-class dealership, and it really nice. Anyway, world's top automakers planning to spend $1.2 trillion through 2030 to develop and produce millions of electric vehicles, along with the batteries, raw materials to support the production, according to Reuters. The EV investment figures, which have not previously been published, dwarfs previous investment estimates by Reuters and is more than twice the most recent calculation published just a year ago. The automakers have forecast plans to build 54 million battery electric vehicles in 2030, representing more than 50% of total vehicle production, according to the analysis. And the exclusive club of pickup trucks sporting six-figure price tags is getting a new member. The $107,000 GMC Sierra EV Denali Edition 1 arrives just over a year from now. The first of three planned trim levels, the Sierra EV Edition 1 is powered by a pair of electric motors for a rating of 754 horsepower.
Can't wait.
Pickup will have a range of 400 miles, towing capability of 9,500 pounds, and a brisk 0 to 60 time of 4.5 seconds, according to GMC. Get in line with everybody else. Everybody's wanting these electric pickup trucks. Okay.
I want to subscribe to the Tesla pickup. That would be cool.
Time for a quick break now here on the In Wheel Time Car Talk Show. We're going to wrap things up right after this quick break, so stay with us.
Starting to work on your Christmas calendar? Be sure to add the next Tailpipes and Tacos Cruise in Saturday, December 17th. You'll want to attend Tailpipes and Tacos Christmas Edition at the Loopy Tortilla in Katy, 8 to 11 a.m. It's the only place cruisers compete for Loopy's Chili Pepper trophies and other prizes. There's no charge to enter your vehicle for Best Hot Rod, Best Classic, or Best Modern Classic. Tailpipes and Tacos is Houston's coolest and most unique cruise-in and is your opportunity to see the best hot rods, show cars, classics, and resto mods. And get Loopy Tortilla breakfast tacos with adult beverages. There's no entry fee and cars will automatically compete for those much sought-after custom Loopy trophies and other prizes. It happens at the Loopy Tortilla Tex-Mex in Katy on the Grand Parkway at Kingsland Boulevard, just south of I-10. It's the Tailpipes and Tacos Christmas Edition, Saturday, December 17th. The In Wheel Time Car Talk Show will be there, too. Celebrate the Christmas season with friends and family at Tailpipes and Tacos. Saturday morning, December 17th, 8 to 11. We'll see you then, weather permitting.
Want to take a minute to tell you about Gulf Coast Auto Shield, a Houston detail company like no other. Gulf Coast Auto Shield offers paint correction services that'll give your car, truck, or SUV a like-new shine. Afterwards, you'll want to protect it with a professionally installed nano-ceramic coating or protection film. Worried about your very expensive windshield getting damaged, broken, or cracked? Let Gulf Coast Auto Shield install ExoShield, a windshield protection film. Give John Gray a call today or check out their website, gcautoshield.com. Hey, whether you own a new, ultra-expensive, exotic, or a five-year-old Suburban, Gulf Coast Auto Shield will help keep your investment looking like the day it rolled off the assembly line. Gulf Coast Auto Shield is conveniently located on the South Sam Houston Parkway, just south of I-69, the Southwest Freeway. Meet the staff and check out all of their services online right now at gcautoshield.com.
The In Wheel Time Car Talk Show is now part of the iHeart family. Now you'll have access to 24/7 Car Talk anytime you need a fix. Just download the iHeart Radio app and ask for In Wheel Time Car Talk, and there we are. Be sure to save us in your iHeart library for instant access. No matter where you are, you have the best car talk show right on your PC, laptop, or mobile device, and never have to worry about finding us again. Of course, you can always get access to our video and audio streams via InWheelTime.com and your favorite podcast channel, and all of this is free to you. From the iHeartRadio app, you'll not only hear our Saturday morning live show, but the best shows of the past, updated weekly. Never miss a minute of up-to-date new car reviews, pre-owned reviews, Conrad's Car Clinic, informative interviews, automotive news, and the most fun car talk show on the planet. Just download the iHeartRadio app, search for In Wheel Time Car Talk, save it to your library, and with a tap of the icon, you'll be in touch with your favorite car talk team. In Wheel Time Car Talk, streaming now on iHeart.com/InWheelTimeCarTalk.
Well, guess what that means.
What?
That's
what?
A wrap for this week's In Wheel Time Car Talk Show. When you're on Facebook, check out our page, give us a like, tell your friends about us, share our junk if you would, please. You'll get Conrad's Unicorn Hunting features along with all things automotive all week long for free. including new car reviews, upcoming events, cruise-ins, racing events, and other goodies. You can find the In Wheel Time Car Talk Show 24/7 on the iHeartRadio app. In Wheel Time can also be heard and seen live on Facebook, YouTube, and InWheelTime.com every Saturday, 8 to 11 Central. 30-minute podcasts available from your favorite podcast providers 7 days a week. The In Wheel Time chief engineer is David Ainsley. Do I need to go any further?
No,
our marketing and advertising manager and video technical director is We Need More Jeff Zekin. For booking agent and podcast editor, Mike Mars, Mr. Know-It-All, His Royalty King Conrad DeLong, I'm Don Armstrong. Be sure to join us for the next three-hour Halloween edition of the In Wheel Time Car Talk Show, Saturday, October 29th, 2022, starting at 8 a.m. Central Time on all of our In Wheel Time Car Talk outlets right here on the Smoke and Mirrors Network. Have a great weekend. Until next time, car lovers.
Ta-ta.
That's it for this podcast episode of the In Wheel Time Car Show. I'm Don Armstrong, inviting you to join us for our live show every Saturday morning, 8 to 11 a.m. Central on Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and our InWheelTime.com website. Podcasts are available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartPodcast, Podcast Addict, TuneIn, Pandora, and Amazon Music. Keep listening, and we'll see you soon.